Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. Well, we're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes, get ready to go to another level in your life. Because it's all about entrepreneurs. We have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, and the tools for you to be a successful entrepreneur. Well, we hope that you enjoy the show. And don't forget, invite a friend. The show is going to be awesome. And now, your host, Coach LaLisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the show today. Well, we are excited. I have an awesome, awesome guest here in our virtual studio right here on Blog Talk Radio, and I can't wait to bring her on this morning and introduce her to you. This is a phenomenal, just looking over her bio and her background, her website, her Facebook page. She's on Twitter, LinkedIn. You can follow her on every social media network that is available today. I love how she says you can come and pin with her. You can definitely take some pictures with her. So there's on Instagram, there's many things that you can do to connect with this powerhouse. Now, if it's your first time tuning in to All About Entrepreneurs, just know that we are here Monday through Friday mornings at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, talking to you about topics and issues concerning the success, the development, the coaching, and the training for entrepreneurs, business owners, and leaders. They all work together and or go together. So I'm so glad that you could join with us today. I'm going to be talking. My guest today is Dr. Lauren Wisham. Dr. Lauren Wisham. She's going to be here today, and she's going to talk to us. But before I bring her on, I just want to read you a little bit about her so that you can get a better feel and idea about who you're going to be learning from today. Now, you come here each and every morning and you learn something a little bit different, a little bit more about various people who are what I call movers and shakers, people who are making it happen, not only for themselves, but for others. And it's nice, and you know, sometimes we discuss people's books, but it's nice to, we bring on people who have written books where we never actually get to talk to the author. That's what I mean. But this time, we actually get to talk to the person who is out there doing things and making things happen for millions and millions of people. So this individual that I want to talk to you about, and she does have a book out there. You can get it on Amazon. You can get it from her website. She has a book that recently was that she's written that was forwarded by Dr. Cindy Trim. So some of you know she is another powerhouse. And Dr. Lauren, who is our guest today, she definitely talks about, she'll be talking today. Of course, she'll mention her new book as well. But she talks about how to use the three R's to make yourself fit, fine, and Fabulous. That's right. That's the name of her book, Fit, Fine, and Fabulous. So I can't wait to hear from her about that. Also, just keep in mind, those of you who have been with us every Monday, every weekday morning, just to let you know, the show today will be an hour long. Normally, I know the show is not that long, but it'll be an hour long today. Also, like many business people, Dr. Lauren Wisham spent years toiling in corporate America where she felt undervalued and underappreciated. Now, I know many of you can definitely identify with that, and I know some of you can't because you don't have that feeling, and that's okay. This is her story, so she's going to come and tell her story. Then one day, she decided to leave that rat race and to find her own way to success. That's what I'm talking about. She is definitely my kind of woman. And 14 years later, she owns a stellar company and a dynamic program for success that is based on the 3R system, where she shows high-achieving people how to reinvent, reimagine, and re-emerge in career, business, and in life. And I definitely believe that's true because I've gone to her websites and I've seen how powerful. With Dr. Lauren Wisham, she's a PhD, she's the author of How to Become Fit, Fine, and Fabulous in Career, Business, and Life. She's also a speaker, she's a leader, a leading expert in growth, success, acceleration. She holds a PhD in psychology, Christian counseling, a master's degree in sociology and psychology, and a bachelor's degree in general education. So I am so excited about her, and we'll give you more information about her background as we move on through the show. I'm just going to pull up her website so I can have that up already. And I believe that I definitely want to welcome those of you who are tuned in to the show this morning. Powerhouse, I did ask several of my nieces who I know are young women who are planning and setting goals for themselves to be a success. So I wanted them to come onto the line, so I'm glad this morning I see some 513 area codes. Those are, that's the main area code where I know some family members will be calling from. That's Cincinnati, Ohio. That's my hometown. I now live in New Jersey. I live in Hillside, New Jersey, which is very, very close to Newark, New Jersey, for some of you who know Newark, New Jersey. So I want to definitely thank you all for tuning in this morning. My guest will be coming to the air now. As soon as she gets here, this is what I need for you to do, Dr. Lauren. If you are on the phone lines, I see that the phone lines are lighting up. If you are, and I'll just double check and see who we've got in our chat room. But I will. What I want Dr. Lauren to do, when you get on, I just need you to hit your number one key. If you hit your number one key, I will know that it is you and that you are ready to come on the air and talk to us because we are waiting. Okay. So I see that your number, your hand is raised. So I'm going to bring you in right now. So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce to you Dr. Lauren Wisham. Dr. Lauren, welcome to the broadcast.
Well, happy, good, fine, and fabulous morning to you.
Oh, thank you. I know, and it is so early.
And it's earlier here. I'm in the Central Time Zone, Houston, Texas, so it's early here.
Yes, I had a sister that lived there for about 10 years, and while she was living there, I was living here, so I do understand, but thank you so much for getting on with us this early. Thank you for rearranging your schedule.
Oh, I wouldn't miss the opportunity. It's certainly my pleasure.
Oh, well, we are honored that we have you as a guest on All About Entrepreneurs. I mean, right now, this is such a great time for women entrepreneurs. And we recently were talking about women who are successful entrepreneurs and how important it is for that story of success to reach the masses. People need to see and hear from successful people, Dr. Lauren, just like you. And so I'm so glad that we're able to get you on here today.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, we can't wait to hear your story. We want to know, you know, how you did what you did. I read a little bit about your journey and how you were in corporate America, and I've heard another interview that you've done, so I'm privy to a little bit about some of your things that you've done and how you've got where you are, but other people may not know, and though some of the people on listening in probably could be people that know you as well, but I definitely know there's some people that don't know, and there are individuals who will go back and listen to this archive, because that is one of the beautiful benefits about Blog Talk Radio. So, and I know she's, your publicist also told me that you have this thing where you talk about, and I want to make sure I get it. I know we're going to talk about being fit, fine, and fabulous, but you also talk about being a double E, and I definitely want to know what that's about. And, I'm like, double E, okay. What is that, a bra size? Is that a shoe size? Is that... so
oh, I love to talk about it. You know, what was so interesting when you were reading my bio, it talked about, for me, it's not that I didn't love corporate America, because really when I went into corporate America, I went in there with the idea that I knew I was never going to stay the 30 years or the 20 years or whatever. In my heart, I always wanted to be an entrepreneur. So the corporate job was for me a place for me to learn, to glean, and to, you know, gain as much as I could, so that when it was time for me to step out, I would have those skill sets that I needed. The other side of that was that, you know, I did advance in corporate America. I held some great positions, but toward the end of my career in corporate America, I had done so many things, but I got to the point that I just wasn't valued anymore. And, it was obvious, and I knew that it was time for me, and I took that as it was my time to start to figure out what I was going to do with the rest of my life. So 4 years prior to my leaving corporate America, I started my consulting company. And thus, that's where the term double E came about. Because by 8 to 5, I was an employee, but evenings and weekends, I was an entrepreneur. So I was a double E. And I did that for 4 years because I wanted to be in a position that when I walked away from corporate America, I would have my clients in place, I would have the funds that I needed, and I would be able to, you know, maintain my lifestyle. So I, you know, spent the time being a double E for 4 years. And when that last chain of events with corporate America, I had saved my company almost $1 million. And at the end of that year, it was in 97, you know, they were raving about everything I had done so great that year. And that's when they said to me, we're going to give you a 3% increase. And that's when I felt like, oh, my God, this is all that you think of me. I just saved you $1 million this year. And so that for me was that time when I made a radical decision that next year, which would have been 1998, that I was truly going to walk away from life. And it was at that point that I realized, I said, you know, we always do many things in life. You know, we tweet every day. We decide what we're going to wear. We make decisions on what we're going to eat. But at that moment, that was that radical decision that I was truly going to walk away. So I had that last year to truly get everything in place. So as I look back over my life, every time there was something major that happened that took me to a whole new level, it was because I made a radical decision. So I consider my time in Corporate America as one of the best places for me because it was where I learned, it was where I grew, it was where I developed many of the skill sets that I still use today. So I'm, you know, I don't begrudge any of that. And I think for those that are still in Corporate America, take advantage of it. Be the CEO of whatever you do in Corporate America. And for those that would like to transition, at some point you've got to make that radical decision. And then whatever that decision is, you do those things that are going to get you to where you want to go. And so that for me was how I kind of ended up as, you know, I went from being a double E to a single E.
Wow. Okay. I like that. That's incredible. I love it. The double E. So both employee
and entrepreneur.
But you guess what? I just added a little tweak to it. You were an employee and an employer.
Yes. I like that.
Talk about
Absolutely.
Wearing two hats.
Yes. Love it. I love that.
Wow.
And so, you know, it's been a journey, but the key is that whatever you want to take, you know, there's some things that you always have to remember. You can't ever give up if it's truly what you want to do. You never back down, and you never lose the faith. And if you can do those three things, then whatever it is that you're trying to achieve, whether it's Corporate America, whether it's being an entrepreneur, you can always do it. But you've got to believe in yourself. You've got to know that you have value, that you have self-worth. And one of the other things that I learned throughout that whole process, I had to do one of two things. I either had to modify my dreams, which meant I would have had to compromise what I really wanted to do, or I had to magnify my skills. So for me, I chose to magnify my skills so that I would not have to modify my dreams.
Wow. You just said a mouthful right there. Doctor, if you just tuned in, welcome to the broadcast. I am interviewing today Dr. Lauren Wisham, W-I-S-H-O-M, Dr. Lauren Wisham. And she has the nickname the Million Dollar Solutionist. I absolutely love that. You are phenomenal. I tell you, I'm just loving everything you talk about, this roadmap that a person can actually go and transition from the one E to the other E. So, I love it. And at the same time, if they need to be in both at one time, but they're gleaning from that role, they're learning. And I love how you said that you actually set yourself up. So when you walk away, you remind me of, if I can say this, Dr. Lauren, you remind me of in college where, like, I work in a junior college, so students are often transferring from the junior college to the four-year school. And, you know, so that's what we spend a lot of our time helping them with that transition. And so here you are transitioning people, helping people to transition from employee to employer, because so many people do desire deep within them to make that transition. So talk to us a little bit about that. When you meet women or men, but we do have a lot of women who do listen to the broadcast, when you meet women that do that, how do you know that that's what they really want to do? And what about women who, like I was for many, many years, was working on jobs and it wasn't working out? I would either leave or get fired. The longest I would stay on the job was about a year, and it took about 25 years of quitting, getting fired, leaving, this and that, to figure out that I was really an entrepreneur. So,
and you know, and I think for most part, those of us that have that entrepreneur gene inside of us, we do know it, But I think for the most part, what keeps us from pursuing it is the fear. And, you know, fear, you know, all of us are afraid no matter what. You know, many times in life we face fear. And for me, I was fearful as well. I mean, step out on my own to give up that 15th and 30th paycheck. But when it gets to a point that you've got to transition, you know that you can't continue to do what you're doing. But it starts with the mindset. You've got to make up in your mind, again, back to that radical decision, that I know that I'm an entrepreneur, and I know it's time for me to step out and to do what I need to do. And sometimes if you've got to wait until it's your season to step out. For me, I could have left, say, 2 years after I decided I was going to leave, but I took the 4 years because I wanted to make sure I had the monies in place. I wanted to make sure that I had the clients. I wanted to know that once I left, I would be able to sustain myself. So that was part of that whole process. And when I wrote the book, Fit, Fine, and Fabulous in Career, Business, and Life, another time, that was a different time in my life. I had gained 55 pounds. I was taking steroids for a medical condition. And again, I looked at myself in the mirror and I thought, who is this person looking back at me? So that was the second radical decision that I needed to get the weight off. And I thought, okay, let me look at the other areas of my life. What other areas of my life am I carrying too much baggage? What other things can I start to change? And it started for me with the weight, but as I was losing the 55 pounds, I realized that it was time to take my business up. What things did I need to do to grow my business? And even though we're a business owner, we still have a career because we still have to keep those skill sets up. So I looked at, okay, I'm considered $1 million solutions. What skill sets? That's my career. What things do I have to do to keep that career at the level that it should be? So I literally changed every area of my life. I made that radical decision at that point that I needed to lose the 55 pounds, and as a result, it caused me to look at what I call the wheel of life. We have 8 segments. And it caused me to literally modify each and every one of those 8 segments of my life. And those segments include, I was going to give you kind of an example. There's your health and fitness segment. There's the relationship segment. There's the career and business segment. There's your financial segment. There's your fun and fitness segment, friends and family, spiritual and mental and personal growth. And what I found was I was only kind of working on 2 of my segments. And the sad part about it, that's why we don't have work-life balance. You know, we hear that term a lot. It's because we have not aligned all of our segments up so that we're doing something in every one of those areas. I mean, you can't just work. You've got to have fun. You've got to have those relationships in place. And so what if the listeners take away nothing else, get your life in balance. Because when you're in balance, that's when you can start to do wonderful things, those exceptional things, because you're in balance with yourself. If your health is in balance, that means you can do better in your career. You can do better with your business because there's balance in your life. So for me, that second radical decision was to get the weight off, and as a result, I changed all of my segments of life. And as I was doing this process, I started going to conferences all over the world, literally. I've been to conferences in Europe, I mean, just every place, you name it, I went because I wanted to learn. And that's when I met other women much like myself. They were either still working in a career or they were business owners, but all of them were kind of in the same situation. They were still looking for success. They didn't feel like, and many of them, I mean, they were making great amounts of money. They had great positions, but they did not feel successful. And that's when I realized that we as women, we look at success based on someone else. And we had to start to realize that success comes from within. We have to define what makes us successful and not judge our inside based on someone else's outside. And, you know, I was doing the same thing. You know, I found myself copying, competing, and comparing. I was doing the three C's. And I thought, oh, my God, I got to get rid of this syndrome because I needed to know what makes me successful. And once you can grab that and once you know that, you can just go out and walk in your fit, fine, and fabulous every day because you are walking in what is purpose for you.
Awesome. Well, that is awesome. And so you have all of this, these goals and dreams that you are actually living out right in front of the people that they can see. You got your book, Fit, Fine, and Fabulous. You have your talks where you talk about how to show off your credibility factor for those individuals who are in business and they are looking to accelerate, as you would say, accelerate their revenue. I like how you talk about being social, get savvy, and become successful. You're on tour. You have a conference that is going around the globe. You're on tour and out there. And what is it? So what do you think is something that people feel would really help them if they only knew it? Like, if I, oh, like, what did you, when you finally found that out, your moment?
Well, I think for me is that I recognized that I was responsible for my own, you know, career, business, and life. I realized that I needed to define those things that I wanted for myself and for my business. I knew that I had to make a change, and I knew that once I made the change, that there was always going to be changing things taking place in my life. I understood that I couldn't let anything hinder me, that I had to develop the habit of helping myself to grow versus hindering myself. And I had to recognize that in the present moment that I was in a place of power and that all I had to do was to exert the power. I already had it. I just had to apply it. And I had to learn from my past and be very optimistic about my future.
And how fulfilled do you feel walking in this new path of being your own boss, being your own decision maker, being the person that is the go-to person when problems arise? How happy does that make you feel, or how satisfied?
You know, and I can't even, I'm asked that question all the time, and I've been trying to figure out what words do I use to describe it, and I haven't quite come up with the words, but I can truly say I'm at the happiest time of my entire life, and mainly because I know what success is for me. I don't care what it is for anyone else. I'm just walking in being the best that I can be as an entrepreneur, as a person. And I think when I went through that process where I, you know, started to reimagine, I reinvented myself, and then I reemerged, I became who I was destined to be. So I am at the happiest. I, like I said, I just can't describe it, but I just wake up every day, I'm happy, I'm excited, and I just look forward to each and every day because it's something new. There's going to be challenges that come with it, but I'm happy doing what I'm doing. And I think that's the key, is when you find something that you love, then that's what you do. That's truly what success is doing those things that you love. And if you love being an entrepreneur, that's what you do. If you love corporate America, then you become the best at what you can do and what you can be in corporate America. It's just discovering what makes you the best, what makes you just shine, and you do it every day.
Now, that, to me, you've said some powerful things here already, and we're only about 20 minutes into your talk, but that, to me, is one of the most powerful statements right there. You find what you are best at, and I know everything you said is powerful and meaningful and definitely life-changing, but I really, that is really hitting my spirit hard when you said that.
Yeah, and you know, it's so funny because there was a philosopher, his name was Dan Dennett, and here's how he said it. He said that success is discovering the secret of happiness and then dedicating your life to it. And
wow.
I thought, oh, my God. And I read that maybe 4 or 5 years ago, and that has resonated with me. It has stuck with me because basically that's what he's saying. Find your success and then just make it your lifelong goal, and you'll live life you're very happy because you're doing what you love.
As opposed to trying to please others.
Trying to please others. And, you know, as women, that's what we do. We take care of others. We want others to be happy. And sometimes we'll sacrifice our own happiness for someone else. But, you know, at some point, we've got to grab that happiness for ourselves and just go for it.
Well, I think do you have time for a quick question, Dr. Lauren?
Sure. I do, yes.
I often take questions on this show, so let's see. Area code 973, tell us your name and where you're calling from and what's your comment or question.
Oh, hi. My name is Celeste. I came on a little late, but boy, am I glad that I got on when I did. You're such an inspiration in what you're saying, and I look forward to buying your book. I'm right now a double E as well, and I'm using my corporate America job right now to help me do what I love. What I'm hearing from you, which is very inspirational, is you hear a lot of people tell you success to business, but your words seem to be coming from the inside out.
Yes,
being your best
is.
Person, tapping into who you are, the essence of your being, and working from the inside out. And that's what I know to be true. So I'm definitely going to see about following you, but buying your book because it resonates from the inside out instead of trying to do work to make it happen. Don't go outside of yourself and try to gather and try to work and try to make it happen. Find out who you are and what you're about and what makes you happy and what makes you tick and be healthy and be fit and just be fabulous. I love it. Thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome, and I'm glad she said that because in the book I talk about the 5 W's, and those 5 W's is the first one is discovering who you are. That's your inside. And then once you know who you are, and then you know why, because your why is truly your purpose. And once you've got your who, you've got your why, then you're going to know, where do I want to go with this? What do I want to be? And by what time frame? And that's what it worked out for me, was using the 5 W's, and it took me 4 years to walk away. I could have walked away in a year, but from my inside, I knew that I wanted to have the clients in place. I knew that I needed to have the monies to run the business. So I followed my 5 W's. I sat down, spent the time, and figured out who I was, you know, what was my purpose, why I was here, what did I want to do, and by when. And it makes me think about a quote that Mark Twain once said. He said that the two most important days of our lives is the day that we are born and the day we find out why. And that why is your inside, which is what I was talking about. Because once you know what it is that you want from within, then that's that most important day for each and every one of us.
Wow, that's powerful. And thank you so much to Celeste for calling in with your comment and your just your energy. And definitely, wow, I love that. The two most important days, talk about the day you were born and the day you find out why. And Dr. Lauren, you have certainly empowered us here on today. Women, entrepreneurs. We just recently had a Women Leaders in Entrepreneurs Summit and Business Expo. So how perfect of a fit is this for you to come just 3 days after that event so we can continue, because I want to continue the discussion on women entrepreneurs and women being successful at it, not just doing it for the sake of doing it. But I love hearing what you're saying about the success begins with tapping into, first of all, who you are inside, who the real you, who is the real you, and then also tapping in, finding out the thing that you love to do, and then doing that, putting your energies, putting your efforts, engaging in that to the level where it will actually expand you and increase. And so, wow. So what are some of the pitfalls that one should look out for as they're in this pursuit of becoming an entrepreneur? Because, of course, everything from a certain perspective can appear very easy, can appear very, you know, not too many problems. But what are some of the things we should look out for?
Well, you know, as we grow in anything, there always be on the lookout, because fear is always going to try to emerge, and you've got to be able to press through that. Know that in my 14 years, has the journey always been a bed of roses? Absolutely not. There's growing pains, just like in corporate America when you're climbing a ladder. You've got to put forth that extra. You know, you've got to do things that you don't want to do. So you've got to, you know, stretch yourself. There were times that I had to stretch, and I'm thinking, oh, my God, do I have anything left in me to stretch? And I thought about it. I do, because I knew where I was going. So you've got to be prepared for when things are not so good, when things are not so rosy. You've got to be able to draw upon your own strength. Just always know that what you're doing because it's something that you love, something that you do. It's something that's going to help your family. It's something that's going to take you where you're supposed to be. But I think for the most part, it's just know that for every no that you receive, if you keep going, there's always going to be a yes. And the goal is that you just keep moving forward. And I go back to what I said, you just don't give up, you don't back down, and you don't lose the faith. You prepare for the good, you prepare for the bad times as well. And if you know that with the good, there's going to be some trying times, you can always get through each and every one of those challenges that you have to face as you grow your business.
Right, because, you know, we've had some economic challenges over the past 5 years or so. How hard was it to not want to revert back to your first E?
But, you know, now here's the interesting thing. 3 years ago, when we had the economic downturn, believe it or not, I made more money during that 3 years than I did in some of my other years when we didn't have the crisis situation. And I think what I think every entrepreneur must know is that you can't have just one stream of one source of income. As entrepreneurs, take what you know and see how you can make it into multiple streams. Because when one stream dries up, then you've got other sources of income. And for those people that really struggle, and I'm not saying this is for everyone when we had the economic downturn, but many of them lost so much because they only knew one thing or they only did one thing. And when you are truly an entrepreneur, we look at, you know, Donald Trump and some of the other famous entrepreneurs, they're not just doing one thing. They're doing multiple things. And that was one of the things that, as I started to study entrepreneurs, I found that they did multiple things. So if you can grasp that concept that you create multiple streams so that no matter what the economy may throw at you, you still got a way to survive. And for me, that was my coaching became kind of my number one stream because people were saying, oh, my God, I just lost my whole source of income due to the economy. I don't know what to do next. So I was able to teach those principles of having a multiple income stream business, that as entrepreneurs, we have to wear many hats. And those many hats is not that we're going to be our bookkeeper, we're going to do all the things that we should have other people doing, but we take that creativity that we have and we use it to figure out how can we keep those streams flowing? How can we take our gift and divide it up into other areas for making money? And that is the key to being truly a successful entrepreneur. And that's the thing that most entrepreneurs don't share with others, is that it's the having that multiple income stream that will always carry you no matter what.
Right. That sounds like some awesome, awesome suggestions right there about those multiple streams of income. So we know that individuals who are tuned in, I definitely know some individuals that who will be definitely going back if they weren't able to get on live and listen to the show, to as you talk about being in that place where you're making that transition from the first E to the second E, and when you talk about how you were a double E. So what's next for Dr. Lauren?
Well, for me, I think the next thing is that, of course, we're going on tour starting the first of the year. We're in preparation for that. And
tell us
we're going
about
to, that.
Yeah. Tell
well,
us
we're
a
going
bit.
To, we're going to start off with four cities, and we're going to use that so that we can take, I want to take this message. I want to help women. Because I know what it's like. I've been through all of the difficulties in, leaving corporate America and staying in corporate America during that time frame. I've been through all those eight segments of the wheel of life. And my whole goal is to help other women go through each of those segments so that they can emerge into what God has given them, those God-given talents, and that they can just go out. And then, in turn, that they would help someone else. The whole process is that we help each other grow. And, so much of what we've been taught is just to get it for yourself and don't worry about someone else. Just worry about yourself. But that's not the process, because when you learn to connect, collaborate, it makes you a better person. You can create more. So I always talk about the three C's: connect, collaborate, and create. And the more that you do that, the more that you will expand, the more that you will become that entrepreneur that you're dreaming of or that career professional that you want to be. When you can learn to help others, that's the key.
So give us the where we can get your book, Fit Fabulous, Fit Fine and Fabulous. In Career, Business, and Life. And how people can get a copy of that. Share your website, other information that you would want to share with those of us who are right here, on All About Entrepreneurs every Friday for the past week or so. The past month we've had open mic on Fridays, which is where individuals get to call in and they have 2 minutes to shamelessly promote their business, product, or service. But you are our special guest on today, so we are very, very excited, and we absolutely want you to take a few moments to share how people can get in touch. I just want to get that done because it'll be in the archive, so if a person doesn't get a chance to write it down, they can go back at any point in time and listen and get it. So I want you to take a few minutes to give all that information out that you have to share, your website, where they can purchase your book, how they can follow you.
Well, they can go to my website. My website is drlaurene.com. It's www.drlaurene.com. They can also go to fitfineandfabulous.com, if you want to purchase a book, that will, you could purchase it there, or you can go to Amazon.com and purchase the book on Amazon. It is an Amazon bestseller. It has been since it debuted April 21st, so I'm really excited about that. You can follow me on Facebook. I'm on Twitter. And you can also go to FitFindFab, Dr. Loreen Book Launch. com, and I've got 28 JV partners, and you can also take advantage of some of the free offerings that they have as well. I would love to connect with you on Twitter or Facebook. And when you go to my website, I have a tab, and it's called the Jewel Chest. Click on the Jewel Chest because that's where I keep all my precious jewels, and you'll find a lot of free things. There's audios, there's some videos there. There's a lot of great articles, and I also have a blog. It's called highachievingwomen.biz, and I write some great articles on business success, and I write it on business growth and on career success. So certainly take advantage of that. And one of the things I want to encourage the listeners, there's a slogan by AT&T, and I love this. And I think whether you're in corporate America or whether you're a business owner, and their slogan is rethink possible. And So my question to each and every one of you, isn't it time for you to start to rethink what is possible for your career, for your business, and for your life? I just love that slogan. When they come on, they say, rethink possible. And that's what Fit, Fine, and Fabulous is. It's rethinking what's possible for you based on your inside. And I ask everybody today, isn't it time to rethink possible?
Yes, I see that on my phone every time I turn it on, because I happen to be one of those people that is, that doesn't have Sprint or one of the others. But, yes, I do. I almost want to turn it off right now just to hear them do that.
Yeah, but, I mean, isn't that just something to think about? Rethink possible.
Love it. I love every time I turn my...
What if we did that in our career? What if we did that as, you know, in our business? Wow, where could we be 1 year from now with just rethinking possible?
Right. We talk about in some of the workshops that I do, stretching your imagination. Just stretch beyond what you can even imagine. What could you be if you could stretch beyond what you can imagine? You know,
such a difference.
Yeah, I was reading something the other day that talked about how your limitations are based on your own belief. You have no limitation outside of what you believe.
I love that. That is so true. I love that.
Yeah. You know, if we could just get to, I am definitely on board with what you're doing, Dr. Now, I've been getting it wrong this whole hour here. Loreen. And
yes.
What a nice lady. You never even said, hey, lady, look, you got my name all wrong, but...
And she's
nice too, y'all. Did you check that out? Because you had every right to be like, okay, you could have so easily corrected me, but God bless you for that. And so you just waited your time. You knew you'd have an opportunity. But you could have done that at any point in time. So I tell you, I just love meeting powerful, powerful women. And, you know, I thank God for Pam Perry. Let me tell you something.
She's a jewel. She is truly a jewel.
That woman is incredible. I mean, believe it or not, I met Pam back in 2005. So when I did my very first live radio show on AM station, and I was looking for a particular guest that I had heard about, and I contacted the guest through email. I met the guest at a church service, and the woman gave me Pam Perry, because that was her agent. And that's how I met Pam Perry, over the phone. We've never met face-to-face, just over the phone. Well, actually, through email initially. And we were able to booked the person, and then she gave me another, well, the person couldn't come on at that time, so she gave me another one of her people. So and then the person did come, so she gave me two powerful women, I tell you. And now she brings me you. So I'm like, kudos to you, Pam Perry, Dr. Pam. You're not a doctor. You need to be. Love you. You are an awesome, awesome woman, PR specialist and all of that. God bless her, and speaker and so many other things. And so I'm just so, you know, grateful that she has introduced me to you now, Dr. Laureen. And I can't wait to meet you in person. And I'm hoping I hope that your tour around the country will bring you to New Jersey the weekend of August the 15th and 16th of 2014.
August 15th and 16th, okay.
I'm going to pray on that one, some dates like that next year. Well, I hope it brings you here before that, but at any rate, I hope it brings you back during that week, because that's the weekend that we have our Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs Summit and Business Expo.
Oh, great. You know, I would love to have the opportunity to talk to you about that, and it just sounds like that would be something, you know, anything that has to do with women, I'm just always excited about that.
Well, you know, we're all about women, because everything I do, I tell people, I got into this naturally. My mom had five girls, and my grandmother lives with us, so I grew up with seven women my whole life. And even though they were men, you would hardly know it, because we rarely mentioned them, but I did have two brothers. But the women were definitely took over that household. So I'm excited about, I love women, and we're still very close. So I'm hoping that some of my sisters are actually tuned in. But then I have many other non-biological sisters, but yet we are sisters. And I hope also we can get you on our Sunday radio broadcast, which is entitled Sisters in the Spirit. And it is a Christian online radio ministry.
Oh, okay, great.
We'd definitely love to do that as well. And our show is winding down. We do still have about 7 minutes left to the show. So I would definitely like to, if there is someone who has another comment, or if you have a burning question that you would like to ask the good doctor here, don't be shy. And while you're doing that, gathering up your comment or question, if you have one, I would like to ask Dr. Laureen about that. How can women become more confident within them?
Well, I think that know that you are your own brand. I think that's the key. And start to create a standout presence. Do things that are different. Do things that will set you apart, whether you're in corporate or whether you're a business owner. When you do those things that are different, my slogan is that you do different things and that then you do things differently. That's when people start to notice you. Figure out what you want to stand for in life and recognize that you are the CEO of who you are, and that you've just got to look at everything not as a process of climbing, but that everything that you're doing is like you're on a ramp, and that you're always in this acceleration process. I think that that's the key, is to know that you're a brand, create a standout presence, figure out what you stand for, recognize that you are the CEO, whether you're in corporate or whether you own your own business, and that start to look at things as a ramp versus a climbing process versus being a ladder. That everything is just a ramp and you're in an acceleration process.
Mm. Oh, I like that. Don't think of it like climbing a mountain, but more so like a ramp. And you're constantly accelerating. So like a little bit at a time.
Yes, yes.
You're doing something.
It's stepping stones. It's the stepping stones. That everything we do is just those stepping stones. And if we take enough small, if we step on enough small stones, we can achieve anything that we desire.
Hmm.
Because we take the baby steps.
Okay, and so outside of transitioning from an employee to an employer, and you talked about your weight loss, you said that was a big transition for you. Give us another, do you have an example of another major transition that you thought at the time that there was no way you were going to overcome that, and then you did?
Well, I could talk about two. One was I had a major health challenge. I mean, I was at a point, and this was really around the time where shortly after I left corporate America, I had stepped out, and then all of a sudden my health failed, and I thought, oh, my God, what am I going to do? That was a major, that was a radical decision to say to myself, I don't care what the doctors are saying. I know what I'm saying from within. And literally, I altered that whole process as well. And I think the next time that I had to make a radical decision was when I decided that I was going to invest in myself no matter what, and that I was going to take, grow my business. It was doing well, but it needed to do better. And when I started that process of investing in myself and creating all these multiple streams of income, that was those were turning points. The health and the health was one of them, but the second one was stepping out beyond my where I was, you know, just expanding as broad as I could. That was that next kind of radical decision. So I've made some major ones, and each time it has just took me to just higher grounds that I never even thought I would even be privy to walk on, but I was able to do that because of just making a radical decision, not just making a decision like we do every day, but making it a radical decision that no matter what, I was going to do it. Those were the changing times in my life.
Wow, and I think on that note, we will end our interview. Wow, that is so, so powerful. And I know you want to get on with your day or back to bed. Maybe it's so early. You're like, lady, would you let me off this phone so I can go get some? But we so appreciate you getting up so super early. We know you're an hour behind us. And so it's still only about 7 o'clock there. Here on the East Coast is 8 o'clock. And so, oh, my God. So we thank you, everyone. If you've been listening, you got some powerful tips, tools, and strategies to follow. You know how to connect with this awesome powerhouse, Dr. Loreen. You know how to find her on the Internet, Dr. Dr. Loreen. It's all one word, Dr. Loreen, no dots or anything, no spaces, .com. You can go to her website, find out about her upcoming tour, sign up for the things that she is offering, follow her blog, go to her training sessions and see the events that she has coming up. We've just gotten so much. We're so full right now. We've been just so loaded. I just can't wait to, oh my gosh, go and accelerate. I'm ready to go, be fit.
Fine and fabulous.
Oh my God, fit, fine, and fabulous. You have given us so many jewels and nuggets. Every woman that tunes into this broadcast has to be walking away giants now, because you've just turned on the stream. You have pumped it up. You have, my God, opened it up. You have cleared it up. There were things that were unclear, things that I even was unclear about, unsure about. You have definitely, on this broadcast today, you are worth your weight in gold. You have definitely brought to us some genuine information that we can use right now to improve our businesses, our lives, our health, our relationships, our careers. And I cannot thank you enough for that
That has certainly been, it's been my pleasure. I have truly enjoyed, enjoyed this hour. It has just been truly my pleasure.
I feel like I've been to church. You have really poured into us today. Information is just so valuable, and you are valuable, and which I know you know that, but you are very valuable. I wish you so much Godspeed. I pray God's even more favor and success over your life, and that you will continue to do what you, we're going to be following you. We're going to be tuning in to your upcoming shows and the things that you are doing. Dr. Loreen, I just thank God that I got a chance to talk to you. Again, much love to Pam Perry for reaching out to me and introduce. I'm overwhelmed right now. I didn't know what to expect. I didn't know you prior to this, but I believe that, God, brought us together for such a time as this. And so as you enjoy the rest of your day and the rest of the week and everything, just know that, once again, you have made a very, 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 very powerful impact on some people, because some of the people who are tuned in, now they raise their hands. Okay, well, we're going to open up this phone line. Area code 917, you have about... Code 917, you have about 2 minutes. Take a comment or question. Area code 917, are you there?
You should see the people in your district.
Okay. Maybe I took too long to open their phone line, and they're not realizing that they're on. But you can always, 917, when you go back to listen to this, you can always inbox or put it on Dr. Loreen's page. And I do appreciate all those who tuned in today and those who will go back and listen to the archives. Again, this has been my interview today with Dr. Loreen, and she is the author of Fit, Fine, and Fabulous. So I got it right that time, Dr. Loreen. It takes me a while.
Yeah, in career, business, and life.
I love it. I love it. I absolutely love it. Now, so here's another one. Oh, now they want to put their phone. Okay, you got 2 minutes, area code 973. You got 2 minutes.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes?
You're on the air.
Hello?
You have 2 minutes.
Yes, and my name is Yvonne Malone. You just, Dr. Loreen, you just turned the light back inside of me. Powerful.
Well, I am so good.
Powerful. Powerful. And Lalisa, oh God, I know you know who it is. I thank you so much. Powerful. I can't wait to get her book. Can't wait.
We can't wait. We're going to wait. We're going to order. We're going to have people listen to this. She's making a huge impact. And we thank you so much. Thank you so much, and thank you, Yvonne, for your comment. And so thank you so much, but we are out of time. I've actually gone over what Blog Talk allows us, but you never know when they just cut you off. So when you go over your regular time, then you're on their time, and if they want, so we don't want that to happen, but we thank Yvonne for making that comment and just confirming what I was already thinking and feeling. It's been that powerful, and we're so glad that you have spent even this extra time with us, and we wish you so much success, and we wish we could be there with you when you go on these tours, because you are definitely a powerhouse, and we're going to be watching some of your YouTube videos. Definitely we're going to get your book and read it, and possibly even, who knows, maybe we can talk more about that later, again, for our upcoming conference, and as we do other workshops and teachings. But you have certainly, certainly poured out to us on today, and I so appreciate. I want all my young ladies who are on, those 18, 19, 20-year-old, many of my students are just coming fresh out of high school. I'm going to tell them, come back and listen to this archive. Again, to my nieces and what have you, they're in their 20s and early 30s. It's about 20 of them. and they, some of them put, couldn't be on this morning, but I know at least one of you, you're on. I see you. Please go back and share this with your cousins right there in Cincinnati, Ohio, and please let this woman be an example to you what you can do. Go and start your own business. It's okay if you don't want to work for someone else. That's one of the things she said, many, many things here today. But the other thing I've heard her say is that it's okay. There's nothing wrong with you because you want to do your own thing. Just make it good. That's, nobody is denying that from you. But she's saying be good at it. Do it the right way. Do it with passion and feeling. That's what I got from you, Dr. Lorraine. And if you work for someone else, do that good too. Do that right. Go on. Be a double E. She did it. And I believe if she did it, so can you. Glean from that. Go get a job, because that job can be the source, as Celeste was saying. That job can fund your dream job. And stop acting like it's not going to happen. Dr. Lorraine has come and told you how to make it happen. So you have no excuse after today, after listening to this broadcast. There's no way you can go back and settle for less. Don't undervalue yourself. She's saying, make sure you realize you're on a, like on a ramp. I think about like in an airport or whatever, you're on a ramp, and that ramp is getting you to the next gate, getting you to the next terminal, just on a ramp. So thank you so much again. Thank you for those of you with comments and questions. Dr. Lorraine, we absolutely love you, and we hope we can have you back sometime in the near future.
Okay, and love you all as well, and just everyone have a great, great day.
Awesome, awesome. Keep that energy going. Emerge powerful, powerful.
That's right. There's no stopping you now. Well, thank you for tuning in to another segment of All About Entrepreneurs. Don't forget, stop by our website, www.blogtalkradio.com/allaboutentrepreneurs, and visit us on the web at www.release-your-power.com. Like our friend page on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at twitterandfacebook.com/CoachLalisa. If you would like to get in touch with one of the entrepreneurs or one of the guests that you've heard on this show, please send us a request on Facebook or on Twitter or right here on Blog Talk Radio. Well, if you're not an entrepreneur yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. Go out and make it happen. Again, we'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place, for another exciting episode of All About Entrepreneurs. Stay tuned for our conferences, our seminars, and our webinars, where you can get further trained as you develop just what you are and just what you want to do. Again, this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.